This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Mark Isaacson, the CEO of iThrive Personal Health, that created an online smart tool called IQU, which empowers consumers with actionable information to take charge of their health naturally. Mr. Isaacson, certainly looking forward to hearing all the details, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Good to have you. So tell us about your journey and how you arrived at the idea of scaling personalized health through AI or logic and science.
Oh, sure. So the interesting thing is, for years and years and years, so I'm based, our business is based in Bethesda, Maryland, and I run this integrated pharmacy. For years, we've been working with top clinical nutritionists, functional medicine docs, naturopathic docs, you know, all licensed and degreed. And through that whole process, typically it's these practitioners who will do all this in-depth assessment work, and they will do lab work, and some of them are starting to do genomics now. And ultimately, it's a very manual process, but it is the essence of what is personalized health today. But it is, as I said, it's a manual process. It takes time. It's slower. And I would say the key element is, for us as a business, there are very few knowledge-based practitioners, whether you call them functional medicine or integrative or clinical nutritionists and so forth, who really have the knowledge base to do this. So it works phenomenally well, but if you find one of these folks, it can take, sometimes there's only a handful of really great ones, it could take you 3-6 months to get into them. It's obviously a good amount of money, and then it takes time and process to figure out your results and understand exactly what you need as a unique individual. So that's kind of the background of how we said, hey, if there was a way that we could take this, all these data points, like lab work and genomics and in-depth assessment, and put that together in an environment that's tremendously science-based, there'd be a great opportunity to really accelerate health and scale personalization. And that's what we're doing now.
Awesome stuff. And if you would, get into how does IQU work?
Yeah, so here's the process that we've developed. So what we have is, so it's all cloud-based. We're in beta, and we're bringing customers and clients in now. So there's three components to this, and we've actually branded a word around it called epibiogenetics. So that's just data. There's three different types of data that we look at. So as a starting point, somebody comes in to our platform through our website. So it could be, you could come to us via IQYOU health.com. You fill out an assessment, a whole bunch of what we would call epigenetic questions and assessments. Take you 12 or 15 minutes. You sign in, HIPAA compliant, totally secure, password protected, all those kinds of things. And you answer questions, no cost at all to do that. And then once you answer those questions, we immediately give you what I would call you the 30,000-foot view. We give you a scientifically-based health score. We give you a scientifically-based metabolic risk score, which is a risk of blood sugar issues, digestion, weight gain, and cardiovascular. And we give you a toxic risk assessment, again, all no cost. And then we will actually give you some information on foods, nutrients, diets, toxic risk, and so forth. So that's kind of part one. That's one piece of the assessment. Then there's two other significant pieces of the assessment. So that's the epi part of it, all the questions. Second part is biochemistry. So we have 300 different labs embedded. So these are very conventional labs that you can do with any doctor or practitioner. Mostly, as I said, conventional, when you're going to do your regular checkup and so forth. And now we're linked with, we can download right from one of the largest genomic testing companies called 23andMe. We've identified 300 genes, genomic SNPs, that are the most important genes for underlying biochemistry. So all of this platform, it's not necessarily about diagnosing. It's really about understanding, you know, where your systems, you know, if you look at your body as systems, whether it's endocrine system, whether it's digestion, whether it's cardiovascular, neurological, and so forth, where your systems are potentially compromised. And then figuring out underlying root cause that's that in simplistic terms is messing up your biochemistry, and then ultimately potentially impacting not just your biochemistry, but impacting your genes. So that's kind of a little bit of the overview.
And thanks for that fine explanation. Much appreciated. Now, if you would also get into what is the output and how will it help customers and clients?
Yeah, so this is where once you put in all of this data, we've actually got 40,000 clinical studies that are embedded in the logic and platform. So it's this common, and there's what we would call artificial intelligence and logic. So we built all this logic and this unique science-based capability to actually prioritize most important recommendations to you. So once you have that data, we can then recommend for you in really three primary categories, most important foods for you, and that's foods to eat and not eat, as well as recipes that are prioritized to you. And actually, the recipes go actually all the way down to micronutrients. So they're not just carbs and protein and fats and sugar and fiber and so forth, but we actually look at recipes to include the micronutrients, which are vitamins, minerals, amino acids in recipes. We have over 1,000 recipes. So when we're able to now bring in, you know, key genomic information, lab information, and ask you a bunch of questions on your lifestyle, foods, nutrients, pharmaceutical use, we can then literally prioritize the most important foods and recipes for you to eat and not eat. That's a bucket of it. We prioritize nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. We prioritize those uniquely for you. And then we prioritize a couple of lifestyle pieces for you. So that's the output. And I would say the last thing related to the output that's really interesting that we're seeing now is that because we've built out to truly prioritize, we can identify not whatever, 8 or 10 or 15 things that you have to do. We can really identify the most important 2 or 3 things that are what I would call the most significant needle movers. You know, you could look at it and say it's the 80-20 rule. But, you know, it's the 20%, the 10% of things that are going to get you the biggest benefit and improve your, optimize your health. The quickest, shortest path to getting there.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Mark Isaacson, the CEO of iThrive Personal Health, that created an online smart tool called IQU, which empowers consumers with actionable information to take charge of their health naturally here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Isaacson, if you don't mind, can you provide a case history example for the listeners?
So this is a great little case history, and I will provide this example. So what happens so often, very frequently, in this area of clinical nutrition, functional medicine, and naturopathic medicine, is folks get to us because they've gone the traditional healthcare system. And the traditional healthcare system have gone to multiple doctors. And the traditional healthcare system is wonderful, especially for things like emergency medicine to fix people. But in the area that we work, where we're trying to get to underlying root cause, and in many cases help people with whatever their chronic condition might be, traditional medicine is not great that way. So typically people go through this whole process for, it could be months and years, and don't get their issue resolved in traditional medicine, then come our way, right? So I have my own personal story, as so many people do, where conventional medicine did not help us. So my example to you quickly is my daughter, who is now 12 and a half, at the age of 8, she, out of the blue, healthy kid, suffered a seizure. Scariest thing that I've ever seen as a parent. And what in that moment, what do? You do everything you have to do. We call 911, go to the emergency room, CAT scans, MRIs, all kinds of labs, overnight stay in the hospital and so forth, looking at her brain chemistry and her neurotransmitters and so forth, and try to figure out what you can do. She ultimately got her diagnosis. You know, we're in Washington, D.C. area, our business in Bethesda, Maryland. You know, top pediatric neurologists and seizure experts at Children's Hospital. And they said, look, we don't know what the circumstances are, the causes. It's the only thing that we can really do is put her on conventional medicines. And we think that sometime in the next 10 or 12 years, when she's fully mature, those seizures will stop. So that was kind of the initial circumstance. So because I'm in a very, very unique circumstance, I went down this path, reaching out to my whole network of really smart clinical nutritionists and functional medicine and integrative docs and so forth. And for about 3 years, we didn't make a lot of headway. But this is now where our platform comes into play and what we've learned and the kinds of data points we've added. About a year and a half ago, we actually, as we were building out and looking at genes, one of my top functional medicine docs we work with came to me and said, hey, for your daughter, we should really look at detoxification genes, which we did. And at the same time, we looked at conventional medicine labs and looking to see if my daughter had toxins in her system, which she did. So when we looked at the genes, we found out that she had the wrong kind of genes that didn't allow her to detox certain toxins. And we found out that she had toxins in her body. So that was one piece of information. A couple months later, with a top clinical nutritionist, we identified and found through our network, she identified that my daughter also had an issue with sulfur. Sulfur is in egg yolks, and it's in garlic, which my daughter was eating, but it was mostly eggs. So my daughter was eating eggs way before, on almost a daily basis, before she ever had seizure activity. So that was the second interesting thing we found out. All of this, as we're building out our technology, we're adding and going down this road to understand what are these big needle movers. So that was, and you can see, you can get the feel for how unique it can be to every person. The third thing that we found out is that my daughter had a problem based on her unique genes and biochemistry of breaking down fat and protein. And we were actually giving more fat because most clinical research says it's good for seizures to provide more fat because the brain, good fats, because the brain is made up of so much fat. So those couple things were the most important things that we identified with my daughter. And as we're building our system, we're making these kinds of modifications. So with my daughter as an example of where this kind of technology is going, we took away only egg yolks from her primarily and garlic, right? So it wasn't all these foods. For detoxification, we gave her some nutritional support. And for her, it worked that we could give her hot baths as well as mineral salts, not Epsom salts, because Epsom salts have sulfur in them, but certain mineral salts for detoxification. And we just simply reduced some of the fat and protein, still provide some fat and protein, but you can give enzymes to help break that down. So there's all these workarounds based on what the challenges are with one's biochemistry and genes. And that's an example of what we did with Tess. So thank God we did all this work within the last year. And as of the last 11 months, my daughter's not had any seizures since that time.
And that is some report. And I got to tell you, that is certainly eye-opening information as well. And really appreciate your sharing details from a personal perspective as well. How does someone get access and what is the cost here?
Yeah, so look, it's really simple. There's a couple different ways to get access. I mentioned it real quick. You can go to IQUhealth.com. Again, it's spelled out as IQYOU health, oneword.com, and you can get access that way. Just enter your password, HIPAA compliance, secure. The other thing you can also do is my partner, Dr. Joe Bizzorno, who founded Bastyr, and it's his science and research team. They've just come out with a book called The Toxin Solution. So this is also a website, The Toxin Solution, onecompleteword.com, and you can go there. And we actually give a free toxic risk assessment there that links right into our portal as well. And that's just another avenue to get there. But I mean, this whole toxin thing, as a quick aside, is super, super important, because it looks like there's nothing bigger that's impacting health. Dr. Pizzorno and his team looked at thousands of clinical studies on the biggest 60, 70, 80 toxins and linked them to all these disease states. So toxins is another piece of the equation, and that's why we built this site. And that's why we've embedded all that logic into our platform. And we would encourage people, you know, they've got another toxic risk, and it's great if people can go and get their toxic risk assessment, because we're doing that at no cost and allowing people to understand that risk factor for them.
Well, Mr. Isaacson, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for the fine report and for alternatives to these situations that you've discussed here today. We really do appreciate your joining us here today on the program.
My pleasure. Greatly appreciate you having me as a guest today.
And the pleasure has certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Isaacson, the CEO of iThrive Personal Health, that created an online smart tool called IQU, which empowers consumers with actionable information to take charge of their health naturally. And for more information, simply visit IQUhealth.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.